Good morning, survivors, and happy Monday. Today, we're going to talk about the narcissist dilemma. All right, let's get started. So what's the narcissist dilemma? Well, they can dish it out, but they sure can't take it, right? Point being, a narcissist is always excited to tell you all about yourself and tell you all the things that he doesn't like or she doesn't like about you. But if you ever come to a narcissist and you say something like, "Ah, I'm really stressed out about this thing or that thing that happened, or I wish you would change this thing or that thing," they can't handle criticism, my friend. That's what it all comes down to. That's the narcissist dilemma. They can dish it out, but they can't take it. Why are they like that? What's the big deal, right? Well, narcissists, they, you know, I think the issue is that in order to be able to take, you know, criticism from anyone without feeling like you're a little butthurt about it, you have to have a certain amount of self-esteem. Now, what's interesting about this is that our, as victims, as survivors, we develop a really hardcore ability to take it because we have no choice while we're in the relationships, right? And so even if we secretly feel a lot of pain about it, we don't always fight the urge to... We often just accept what they say and we don't argue because we're tired of putting up with all the crap, right? But when we do argue or we do come back with our own statements, then things change. You know what I'm saying? Our ability to take criticism, you know, like I said, it comes right down to the self-esteem factor. Now, it's not like anyone enjoys criticism about themselves, especially if it's not constructive. It's not like we're like, "Hey, tell me all these bad things about myself," right? But a narcissist will go so far as to actually... go the other way, you know, and turn around and flip out a narcissistic injury and then a lot of narcissistic rage, and somehow you end up apologizing to them for having a problem with something they've done to you or whatever. See? So I think it's a natural human urge to a certain point to go ahead and, you know, defend yourself if somebody criticizes you. But with narcissists, it goes a little bit further. They don't have the ability to believe that anything is wrong with themselves because of the whole false self thing that they have going on, where they put this like mask on, and even though you see their true selves sometimes as a supply, they don't want to see their true selves, so they look for a way to detract from that self, and they turn on you, and they begin to sometimes even say the same things to you that you've said to them. It's kind of crazy. The thing about it is that, of course, while they're very, very happy to not accept criticism or turn it back on you or whatever, they are so good at, so they can't take it at all, right? We know this, but they're so good at dishing it out, and then they will, if you try to defend yourself from them, you'll end up apologizing for that. So it's a conundrum, isn't it? Since their grandiosity doesn't allow them to see, you know, to admit that the mask exists, the false self, it puts us in this interesting place because we end up you know, being shocked at their reaction to any criticism. Like, we might even say something as simple as, you know, "Hey, would you mind closing the garage door next time you come home? Because, you know, somebody came in and stole the lawnmower," or, you know, or, you know, "I didn't like it when you, you know, I don't know," something simple. It could be simple, right? And instead of, you know, closing the garage door, they'll say, "Well, you know, yeah, maybe you should close the garage door. You're the one with all the issues, da 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 da. You know, you're the one who got the lawnmower stolen. You should have checked that I didn't close the garage door." And then, of course, you end up, again, apologizing because they didn't close the garage door. You see what I'm saying? It's a stupid example, but it is what it is. Are they like this? Well, I think it goes back to childhood. Whether they were in a situation where they were overly criticized by a parent, or they were in a situation where their parent allowed them to say anything and didn't stop them, you know, and in fact would accept anything because the child was spoiled or overindulged. In either case, they don't know how to accept criticism. They either spent their whole childhood fighting against it, or they spent their whole childhood not getting it. You see what I'm saying? The thing about this is that you can cause narcissistic injury without even knowing it. You know, maybe you could just ask a narcissist to do something for you, like, "Could you take out the trash for me?" And then maybe they'll think, "Oh, I'm too good to take out the trash. How dare you ask me to take out the trash, blah, blah, blah." Well, and the thing is, because they don't understand how to accept criticism, even though that isn't really a criticism, they will turn around again and rage on you, or, "Oh, poor me," stuff like this, and then you end up again apologizing for asking them to take out the trash. So then, of course, you end up either getting the silent treatment or the rage treatment or whatever, and you end up feeling miserable once again. So how do you deal with this? Obviously, the best thing you can do is go no contact, but in a situation where you can't do that right away, It's the gray rock practice, you know, where you just, you don't show them any emotion. You don't allow them to see you feel the pain that they're trying to cause you because they get bored and move on to something new, you know. So that's what you do. So if you're going to give them the, you know, if you're getting the silent treatment, the best thing that you can do to deal with it also, again, is either go no contact or do gray rock. You feel me? Basically, unfortunately, obviously with narcissists who are toxic, no contact is always the best answer. But we all know in today's, you know, world and the way it rolls, we don't always have the option to go no contact. And so we go gray rock until we can go no contact. All right. And again, gray rock is a simple practice. You just don't react emotionally to them at all, even when you want to. At least you don't let them see it. Something you have to understand is that the narcissistic silent treatment is actually intended to hurt you. They will act like they're hurt and, oh, I can't talk to you because you hurt me. They're doing it because they're trying to hurt you. There's no doubt about it. There's no question. It is meant to hurt you. So the best thing you can do is pretend like it's not happening. Just go about your day, do your thing like you normally do, and keep moving forward. It will pass. They will get bored when they realize they're not hurting you. Narcissist is punishing you like you're a child, is what it all comes down to. You're not a child. You don't deserve to be punished. Keep that in mind. All right? I'm going to wrap up for today. I'll be back later today with another video, and I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I'll see you soon. As always, thanks for letting me be a part of your life and a part of your day, and thanks for having coffee with me today.